Hey, Chaver, first of all, I forgot to mention all the Torah tonight should be was being sponsored for Hoydul Hashem Kitoiv Kilo Machasto by Mordechai and Adasa Bennett, just to thank the Rabbi Nishalom for being incredible to them and to all of us. Bez Hashem is Baruch. So we have in the parish, we're preparing for Shabbos HaGadol on Pesach. We cannot discuss the parasha a little bit and learn a little bit from the Halakha parasha, Parashas Metzora. So we have in Perek Yedalad, Pesukim Lamed Gimel Lamed Dalad, talks about Tzaras of a bias, Tzaras of a house. And there's a Rashi over here, a very famous Rashi. And the Rashi seems to be telling us that Tzaras on a house is a wonderful thing. And the Rashi tells us that it's great news when you get a tzaras on a house, because what happened? The people that were in it, the Moroyim, that were in the houses before us that we took it over from, they went and they hid all their gold and their precious jewels in the walls of the house. And when we came, and if you had tzaras in the house, what would you have to do? You have to break down the wall, and we find these unbelievable treasures. Who wouldn't want to break down a wall to find treasures? Imagine. What a schos. If we knew that behind this wall, there's a chves, there's $2 million worth of treasures, we wouldn't in an instant knock down the wall. It's not even Purim we'd walk down and knock down the wall, right? In a minute. Oh. So that's what Rashi tells us. Rashi seems to be saying, Saras in the house was a wonderful bracha from Hashem. Yet it doesn't make sense. The Gemara in Yuma, and if you look at the Rambam, in the halachos of Saras, when he talks in Tumas Saras, he tells us that tzaras in a house is like any other tzaras. That's an oynesh, that's a punishment for all the different things we know that you can gain tzaras for. Primarily we know Lashon Hara, but there are many others. So there's a punishment for doing averus. Yet here Rashi seems like it was a bracha to help us and give us treasures. How could it be? It's mamish soyser. It's mamish contradicting each other. So I thought maybe we could explain something very, very beautiful. And it's based on, I thought of this because I saw a Torah from the Halakha Noam Agadim on the first pasuk of this parasha, and the second pasuk, and then it says, Zois tia Torah sa mitzorah b'yom taras v'uvel al-kayin. This is the Torah of the mitzorah, and the day that it becomes pure, it's brought to the kayin. The Noam Agadim tells us that it's the avoda of every yid to always believe and always understand kol ma davar rechman al-atav of it. That everything that the Rabbanu Shalom does for us is good. Everything Hashem does is for good. And even if it's perceived in the moment as seeming bad, it's only seeming to our eyes, to our perception as bad. But really it's good. And we might not recognize the good for a while, but it's ultimately in our best interest. And he learns, that's what we say here. Zos tia toiras hametzora. What did he mean? The Torah should be, the Torah of our life should be, metzora is motzira. That we should find and take out and get rid of any bad. That we should get rid of it. The Noam Agadim says we're supposed to learn here, you should get rid of moitzira. Take out, get rid, behoit, get rid of any bad. Realize there is no bad. Zos Torah, that's the Torah. The Torah of our life is to realize everything is from Hashem, there's no ra. Moitzira, take out all bad. And then we'll be yoyim, we'll be in the daytime. Biyoyim is behirus, have clarity, taharas, so we'll be pure. And v'huvel ha'kayin, the Zohar says the kayin is the Eibishter, is the Rebbeinu Shalom, and will be able to be brought and connect to the Rebbeinu Shalom in the deepest of ways. It's a very deep way of learning this pasuk. But if the Noam Agadim tells us, as he's telling us in Hilchos Metzora from the beginning, we're trying to learn this kant of a kol ma'adav rachman on tav of it. Maybe that's exactly pshat in the Rashi. You know what Rashi's telling us? Fine, you think Rashi didn't know the Gemara in Yuma, and Rashi didn't understand that Tzaras is an oynish. But Rashi's telling us is that any patch from the Rebbeinu Shalom is the biggest brach in the world. That every kol ma'adav rachman al tav of it, and you feel that it's painful, and feel yisurim, there yisurim sha'ava. Is the Rebbeinu Shalom just trying to wake us up? Is the Rebbeinu Shalom bringing us kapara? Is the Rebbeinu Shalom bringing us bracha? It's really a treasure. It's really a treasure in disguise. It's really gold and silver. Lo aleinu, you have a 2-year-old child, and the child runs in the streets as a parent. What are you going to do? Are you going to punish the child? Is that punishment out of because you hate the child? It's because you love the child. It's because you want to teach the child not to do that again. And that's a bracha. That's a treasure that that child should learn not to run in the street. When the Rebbeinu Shalom brings us a little patch of whatever going on in our life, it's a treasure. It's kol mada rechman al atav of it. And we have to believe that, and we have to understand that. Zoyz toras hamitzorah, moitzira, take out all bad. That has to be our lives. And l'maisa, if this Shabbos HaKodesh is preparing for Pesach, I thought we could learn this within Pesach as well. I saw, this is not my own, I saw an incredible gematria. Rabbi Kivi Naiman showed me this in a sefer. I don't remember who it was from. But if you take the gematria of Korech Pesach Matzah Mar, and like we said earlier, but a little bit differently, we'll say, what is the whole avoid of Korech? You're taking Matzah Mar, the good and the bad, and putting it together. What's the avoid? The avoid is realizing it's all one. It's all one. So we're going to lean during that Korech. It's all Kedusha, it's all Bracha, it's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. When you have Matzah Mar together, realizing komad of rechmanot tavav, that's what korech is. So if you take gematria korech pesach matzah umara, it's gematria 981 korech pesach matzah umara 981 exactly gematria v'atem advekim b'Hashem l'keichem chayim chalayon. Exact. Meaning what? When you recognize and you start to understand in our life all that matzah is kedusha and is geula and is toiv. But all that's maror is kol ma'adav rechman on top of it. It's also the Rebbeinu Shalom by our side. When you recognize that, mamish tva'atem advekim Hashem alkechem chayim. That's dveikis nashem. And that's when we'll have simcha every moment, and geula every moment, and brach every moment. And we should be zoicha to feel this every moment of your life. And we'll be zoicha to Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Agadol, full of kedusha and bracha, that will lead us to the ultimate geula. With Mashiach Zakenu and Hair Rabino. Hail your Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh